You have enabled us, your Lord, and unworthy servants to stand at this hour before the glory of your holy altar and to offer to you your worship and praise. Master, accept the thrice holy King from the lips of our sinners and visit us in your goodness. Forgive our holy and holy transgressions. Sanctify our souls and bodies and grant that we may worship and serve your holiness all the days of our lives by the intersections of the holy temples and all the saints who have visited throughout the ages. For your holy altar, and to you we give glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now and forever and to the ages of ages.
Oh. rejoice and be glad in it. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Let us be attentive.
Readings from the Acts of the Apostles.
Wisdom.
In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commandments to the Holy Spirit on the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his passion by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking of the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he charged them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You have heard from me, for John baptized with water, but before many days you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth."
День 40 дней, являясь великим глаголем, объявил Царствие Божие. Ни всякий язык, повелетник, от Иерусалима не отлучайтесь, но ждать обетование Отца, еже слышать от меня. Я хотел вам, кому крестили с водою, вы же имате крестите Духом Святым, не помолитесь мне, пониже клуба, сошедшийся в украшатый его помолище, Господи, аще в лето сие устроейше царствие Израилево, рече же с ним, не есть ваше разумите времена и лето, я же Отец положил во своей власти, но примите силу, нашедшую Святому Духу на вы, и будете мне свидетели Его в Иерусалиме же, и во всей Иудее и Самарии, и даже до последних земли.
提拉非罗先生，我已经写了前书，叙述耶稣开始所行教的一切，一直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒之后，被接上升的日子为止。他受难以后，用许多的凭据向使徒显示自己是活着的。他向使徒显现，并且讲论神的国的事，有40天之久。耶稣和他们一同吃饭的时候， 吩咐他们不要离开耶路撒冷，说你们要等候父的应许，这就是你听我讲过的。约翰是用水施洗，但再过几天你们要受圣灵的洗。他们聚集的时候问耶稣说：“主啊，你要在这时候使以色列复活吗？”耶稣说：“不凭着自己的权柄所定的时间或日期，你们不必知道。可是圣灵降临在你们身上，
你们就必领受能力，并且要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证人。 According to John, let us be attentive. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, And the light was the light of the man. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came for testimony, to bear witness to the light, that all may believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens every man that was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as one Son from the Father. John bore witness to him and cried, "This was the one whom I have said, he who comes after me ranks before me, for he was before me." And from his fullness have we all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.